Wetware Media presents Let There Be Light, Physics, Philosophy, and the Dimensional Structure of Consciousness. Written by Stephen Haig and narrated by Andrew Mulcair. Copyright 2013 by Algora Publishing. This recording is copyright 2015 by Wetware Media. Section 1.
What is light? Most people think they know what light is. Many think they know what it does. In truth, very few understand it. From Transcendence of the Western Mind by Samuel Avery, of light we learn this. The universe unfolds in the touch of light. From the King James Bible in Genesis, of light we learn this. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Ancient Hindu schools of Samkhya and Vaisheshika from around the 6th to the 5th century BC believed light is one of the five fundamental subtle elements, tanmatara, out of which emerge the gross elements. In 55 BC, Lucretius wrote, The light and heat of the sun, these are composed of minute atoms, which, when they are shoved off, lose no time in shooting right across the interspace of air in the direction imparted by the shove. I find it interesting that Lucretius was right about light losing no time. Modern physics has shown that photons are timeless because the moment they come into existence, since they are light, they are traveling at the speed of light. If we could travel at the speed of light, we wouldn't age. We would be timeless too. When light from a galaxy thousands of light years away reaches your eyes, for that light, no time has passed since it left the galaxy from whence it came. Its now is the same as it was the moment it left thousands of years ago. When you see it, its now becomes yours. Light exists in our religions and our myths. It has caught the attention of physicists and writers of every stripe. It is in our poetry and prose, and the light we can see is in our eyes. We need light to see and survive. Light from the sun, in addition to allowing us to see, provides energy and warmth. Plants and animals need it to grow and thrive. Life needs light. When we try to determine what it is, we're faced with enigmas. Physicists have been studying it for centuries, and yet its behavior is still, in the 21st century, enigmatic and paradoxical. We still don't understand what light is or why it behaves the way it does. We know from physics experiments that light travels at about 186,000 miles per second. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Albert A. Michelson conducted experiments on the speed of light and in 1926 determined it to be 299,796,000 meters per second. Physics is the hardest of the hard sciences. At the time Michelson was running his experiments, physicists had a solid understanding of the mechanics of sound waves. They had conducted earlier experiments which showed sound waves behaved much like water waves. If you toss a stone into a still pond, you will see waves propagate from where the stone entered the water that look like concentric circles. The water is the medium that carries the waves made by the stone. For sound, the medium is usually air. Sound also travels through other media like glass, wood, steel, and water. Physicists were able to determine the speed of sound through air and other media without too much trouble. So when they began to study the speed of light, they assumed there must be some medium through which light traveled. They further assumed this medium filled the entire universe since they were able to see stars. They even gave this medium a name, the luminiferous ether. That assumption was grounded in logic. With the stone in the pond, the water is what's doing the waving. With sound, it's usually air molecules, so naturally with light, there had to be some medium that waved in the same way that water and air molecules wave. As physicists continued to do experiments to measure light's velocity through the luminiferous ether, it occurred to them
Sample complete. Ready to continue?